Rashi says that what's the definition of mocheg? Whatever. What's the definition of mocheg? Mocheg, Rashi says, is almanas lichtov. Shtei osios b'shabbos. So here, how is he a mocheg and a kosev? Because he's mocheg the lower ones that were written in the red, and he writes the upper ones in D.O.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So how does that work? So where's the mechik in the ksiva? So some people were troubled with the idea that how can you have a mochek al minas lichtov,
and then that lichtov.
That would seem to think that would seem to indicate that the mochek has to be first in complete, and then the ksiva comes on. Yeah.
In terms of the function of the mechik, it's for the ksiva, forgetting about the time.
Right. So in other words, it's not mochek al minas lichtov is not in the maisa of mechika. That's not a definition in the maisa mechika. That mechika has to be done first and then followed by ksiva. It's a halacha in the productivity of the mechika, right? That the mechika has to be productive. It has to be part of a correction, right? In other words, you have to remove one thing in order to prepare the cloth for the next ksiva. So really, mechika is really a din of removing an error. We're just going to call it an error. Technically, it doesn't have to be an error, but removing an error to allow another ksav. Mm-hmm. But if the ksav itself removes the old one, then it's both.
So what if the correct meaning? If you just erase something, then that's the correction.
In other words, I can write if I have something wrong on the paper, I can do one of two things. I can either just add the right thing, or I can remove the wrong one and replace it with the right one, right? So mocheik is part of the replacing the old letter with the new. But if I can do it if I can just cover over the old letter with the new one, then I've done both. I not only wrote, but I replaced the old one. I don't have to do the maisa of scraping.
In that case, where is the almanos lichtov?
Oh, because that's what I'm saying. The almanas lichtov means that the mechika is not just a mechika of kilkel. It's not just a mechika of getting rid of something. Mm-hmm. It's a maisa of replacing. I'm preparing this for its replacement, okay. Right? So when you do the maisa, when you take the D.O. and you scrape it off, then you have to know what's coming next. Then you have to have kavana. You have to know what's coming next. Because that maisa alone could just be the removal of an old ksav, or it could also be part of replacing the old ksav. It's not clear just from the machika. Right? So we say that removing the old ksav is not the malacha itself. It's replacing it with the new ksav. Right, it's the step. It's the mechika is part of chayav because it's part of a productivity. We say Shabbos, all malachos and Shabbos have to be productive.
But it doesn't have right? to be retroactive.
So over here, since we say that the D.O. is considered an improvement over the sikra, so then by covering it over, in one you're doing two things. You're not only being a kosev, right, but you're also you're not just adding a new ksav, you're replacing the ksav, right? So you've done mechika and ksiva at once. Yeah.
Can we maybe say that ksiva is like an improvement, just because like
on. Oh, on so that's yeah. The next case. Yeah. Okay. One thing.
No, I mean, but you're not getting rid of the old writing.
Yeah, you are. Effectively, the old writing is gone, not visible anymore. So you've gotten rid of the old writing and replaced it with a new one. So you've done two things with your maisa.
Right. So let's say you have a piece of paper with writing on it, and you erase the writing with having dos to write on it later.
Right.
That would be mechika.
That would be mechika.
Correct.
So, but how is that operating? Because you haven't done the action of... It just has to be all das.
Because, yeah, that's all it has to be. It has to be considered... Everything in Shabbos goes by your das. The whole Shabbos is governed by das. The same maisa could be chayev or putter, depending on your das. For instance, if you take a cucumber, if you take a pickle, and you squeeze out the juice, right? So it depends. If you want the pickle juice, you chayev achatas. For mefarik.
But if you just want the juice.
But if you just want a dry pickle, you putter.
So what if you have the writing and you erase it without dust to write on it later, but then you go back and later decide.
Right, so that wouldn't change anything retroactively. You just be chayev kosik. It would not be chayev
kosik.
Okay.
Well, let's say you have like a salad and you want to make it good. But you're actually correcting the writing just by erasing.
Yeah, so that's a good question. When you mean, would you be chayev? You definitely chayev kosev.
Should you be chayev mochek?
Should you be chayev mochek too? It's a good question.
No, why have it? Hold on, why
you have kosev?
Yeah. Yeah, why you have kosev?
Why should you be chayev kosev?
The Rambam has it. The Rambam has it. If you take a... But the thing is, you have to make two. The Rambam says, if you have a ches and you split it into two zions, you're chayev.
Why would you be chayev kosev for that?
What?
Why would you be chayev kosev?
Because kosev is producing the new letters.
But they were already there. Like,
no, it was a ches. It was a ches. Now you produce two zions.
That's hasulim and awesome.
It's an interesting thing. That's considered the Maisik Siva. I mean, it's an interesting thing.
Because those two letters didn't exist before. We don't care about the ink. We don't care about
not just us. It's a good question.
It doesn't say yechayim achikar.
It's a good question.
I don't understand the
side.
They don't say right.
Yeah.
Or like
they
would.
Yeah, where
you said.
One
second.
You're not chayim mechik in that case.
Does not say chayim mechik in that case.
That's strange. When you remove the bechas of preachers.
But you are chayav chika?
Here he says...
Okay.
Yeah, I can understand that. Hakosev osaka somoch l'ksav. That was your question. Perik yirav, lach yirav.
I didn't write them.
Hakosev osaka somoch l'ksav. You write one letter next to another letter. Oksav agabi ksav. Ramaskavim lichtov ches v'kosov shnei zainen. V'chein kiyotzi bezeh. V'shar osios. V'akosev os achas ba'oratz v'os achas b'korah sh're'in negin zemzeh oshakosev shtei osios b'shnei dabbe pinkos v'ena negin zemzeh potter. So what's the case? You write one letter next to another letter. That was your question yesterday. Or you intend to write one letter and it turns into two. You're potter. Okay. Now he says like this. I'm skipping a little. He says... Magia os achas. Someone corrects a letter. Va'osa osa shtayim. Kigon shecholak gag haches. V'nase shnei zainin chayev. V'chein kol kiyot v'zeh. This is the only thing about kosher over here. It doesn't say chayev shtayim.
Right.
Definitely chayev for kosher.
There's no ma'aseh ksiva.
Yeah, but what are you erasing?
He says, "Hamagia os achas, shecholak gag haches v'nasa shnei zainin." So a ches is written, according to the Beis Yosef. According to the Beis Yosef, a ches is two zions, right? According to the Ari, it's not. But Beis Yosef says two zions, right? And it just has a bridge. It has a bridge on the top. So you break that bridge. Now you turn the ches into two zions.
Why is the second zion placed in the wrong way?
So you erased the ches on a condition to make two zions. But you didn't actually make the two zions.
Did you erase the ches?
It's a good question. So why are you chayav from Noz Mamarashach? If you chayav for kosev, why are you chayav for mochik? If it's considered producing two zions, so it should be considered erasing a ches.
All you need to change it. Change it could be considered
mochak. So maybe you'll say like Robbie, you only erased one letter. But mochak os achas gedola v'yesh bimkoma k'dei lichtov shtayim chayev. You don't have to...
One letter big enough for two, right? That's
great. It was really clever.
You don't have to erase two letters.
Wait, Rebbe, why isn't the second sign facing...
Even Ram says, even if there's a blotch of ink on the paper and you erase it, chayev.
Really?
Wow.
These guys are easily entertained.
if you do malacha, are you not entertained? If you do malacha on Shabbos,
is it shogeg?
Are you high on chatas?
No. Shogeg, yes. That's always these cases of shogeg.
Wait,
Rebbe? Yeah.
Why isn't second Zion facing the wrong way?
That's not how it is. Go look at the Sefer Torah.
Two Zion?
I bring in the Sefer.
You're a Kohen, you get a liaison. Take a look next time. Can't picture two Zions next to each other unless one is facing the opposite way?
No,
what, are you unfriendly
it.
Or something?
I just can't remember what it looks like, that's
right. Okay.
Well, imagine it's two of them facing
out. Okay. All right, it's a good question. Let's think about that. It's a good thought problem. Let's think about that. I don't have the answer on that. But anyway, so over here, you're removing the entire letter underneath, and you're replacing it with a whole new letter. So that's erasing the first letter. You're removing it from ksiva. It's not written anymore, that letter. That letter is not nichtav. It's gone. You can't see it anymore. And you replaced it. But since you replaced it with a new letter, so you removed the first letter to replace it with a new letter. So it's a removal. It's a productive removal. It's a replacement. So you have both. You have the ksiva and the mechika. Still good?
Yes. Okay. I had it wrong.
Okay. Next. But if you have do to begin with and you add do, you're not chayav. Why, Rashi? Because he says you didn't do anything. It's like it was before. You didn't write and you didn't erase. You didn't write and you didn't erase. So what did you do?
Nothing.
You just added to the shear of the original letter. Right? I mean, you did something. Added to the shear of the original letter.
How does the letter have
It's just more ink. This letter now is just a thicker letter.
Can you say that it smoked just because you didn't need it?
What?
Can you say that it's still muktzah just because you haven't eaten
it? Is it muktzah? Well, muktzah is not, we're not really talking about muktzah here. Our question is it, it's potter of halas. You're not allowed to do it because it's a maisik siva. It's a maisik siva that doesn't produce a letter. It'd be like writing on the side of the book. It's a maisik sav, right? It doesn't produce a letter.
Why aren't you allowed to do a maisik siva?
The Rabbanans keep us far away from the devices.
Okay.
When we say Pagalaz, we mean the Rabbanans?
Yeah.
Is that like a standard thing that if we have something you're not allowed to create, then you're not allowed to do a Maisa that creates that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then it's very easy to make a mistake and write it on the right spot.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a very typical type of an issue. Okay. So we can live with this, right? It makes sense. We're happy with it. Now, problem is, what if a person... Oh, and this also tells us something that what? It's also based on a certain assumption that the Dio is better than the Sikra. Right? Mm-hmm. The Dio is better than the Sikra.
Photocopy is better.
Okay.
That was a joke.
So... So he says like this. But let's say you start out with the Dio, and then you write Sikra on top of it. So now we have a machlokish, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. One says, Potter. We don't know who, right?
Yeah,
Omri lo Potter. Omri lo chayav, mocheko. Okay, so one side says you're going to be chayav because it's mochek. So Rashi explains, what happened to Kosev? He's saying, but it's not Kosev. Shemitchila hayakosev hogan meyata. Mm-hmm. Because the Dio was a better writing than it is now. So you really did what? What?
Improved it.
You didn't, no, you
no,
didn't.
You didn't track
it. No, it started at Dio, and anyway, so, right? I'm sorry, the other way. Mitchila, originally, it was Hogan Meata.
Right.
It was applying would be Ksiv if you did improve it.
Yeah, and that's our case of Sikra to Dio. Right. So what do you see here?
That Mochik, right, is...
Let's just deal with the Ksiva.
Ksiva is an improvement of the...
They have to add to the quality of the letter that was there before, right?
And reverse the Mochik, huh?
Hold on. You have to add to the quality that was there before. You have to improve the thing that was there before in order to be considered a new Maisa Ksiva. Okay? But if it remains exactly the same, I'm Pato. If I make it a worse letter, I'm Patur. Now you could say that there's a difference between between the same and worse. Right? If there's a difference. What's the difference? So if it's the same, I didn't do anything. Right? I didn't do anything. Nothing happened. If it's worse, you could say I did something, right? But it's a makalkel.
Right.
You understand? You could say I did write a letter, but since the letter I wrote is worse, that's makalkel. On Shabbos, you have to do something and it has to be productive. Right? So that's what we were saying yesterday. There's a definition of writing an oath, and then there's a certain quality that has to have to be hired. Correct? So it's mashma from Rashi. If you're medayik in Rashi, he says over here on the first case where you did dio or gabi dio, he says potter. Why? He says you didn't write and you didn't erase. Now there's no maisa ksiva and there's no maisa mechika. It's just not a maisa ksiva and a maisa mechika. Because there's nothing different. There's nothing new.
There is potter al brav, there's a maisa ksiva.
No, conceptually. Okay. Conceptually, it's not a maisa ksiva. Mm-hmm. In terms of the deraisa, you hear see the chiluk I'm trying to make? In terms of the deraisa, you didn't do anything. You didn't
nothing
erase,
changed,
you didn't, nothing changed. Right? But sikra agabi ksav, you can't really say you didn't do anything. Sikra agabi do, you can't say you didn't do anything. You had a black letter, now you have a new letter, now you have a red letter. Right? So that's why Rashi gives a different answer. Why you putter? Not because it's not kosev, because it's worse.
Well, isn't
that... That's a separate type of patur. That's a patur that the thing you did is a mekalkel. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying? There's two reasons why you're putter. You either putter because you didn't do ksivas os. So that's the first case. If it's dio, and it's dio, so you already had the os written. The os was defined by the dio, and now you're just adding quantity to the dio. You're just adding a certain, you're adding more dio.
There's no identity of the second dio.
There's no identity of the second misa. There's no new identity of the second misa. You understand?
What do you say? It went from unlegible to legible.
That would be then you would be chayev. That's anachanami. But if you started out with dio and then you wind up with sikra. So you can't say there's no outcome from the second ksiva. In other words, if it's dio and dio, they'll say there's no outcome of the second ksiva. Right? So it's a fruitless maisa. But the other way, there is an outcome. So that's why Rashi gives a different reason why you're pater. Because it's worse. That's a different kind of a patur. That's mikalkel. That's saying you did write a letter, but on Shabbos you only chayev for improving things. You're not chayev on Shabbos for destroying things. Okay? If I go to my friend's house, some machlokes question. I'm not allowed to burn something on Shabbos, but if I go to my friend's house, what's the burning on Shabbos that's chayev? It's going to be burning for a certain benefit, like to cook something, where the burning is productive. But if I go to my friend's house and I burn down his house because I'm angry at him, that's mekalkel. Although there's a sheet that says that's a tikkun because it makes you feel better.
Right. Yeah.
But that's the question. But it has to be a makalka, just destructive, doing a maisa malacha. If I go to a good field and I just plow through it in a way that destroys it, I'm not chayev, right? So it has to be the maisa and it has to be an improvement. So that's what I'm saying. The first case, dio gabi dio, you can say it's not the maisa because there's no outcome. But over here there is an outcome, but it's pata because it's makalka. Okay, fine. But now, what about the mochek? So he says, why are you, which one are we on now, pater or chayev? We're on the pater first. Why are you pater on the mochek? Because he says like this, it's mekalkel. It's mekalkel. V'havelei kim mochek, almanas shelo lichtov. It's like a mochek. Did I skip something? No. No, he did mochek too, v'lo kosev, right? And now it's mekalkel. You put on the mochek too, because it's like a mochek on the condition to not write. So what does that mean? What does that mean?
What was our main case of mochek? They just slapped some ink over it or whatever.
Red ink on the black ink.
Yeah.
So what's the, why are you putter?
I'm sure.
Tirashi over here also says, it is a mochek. It is a mochek because you removed The old letter. The old letter is removed.
And
right?
I was going on the previous Rashi, you didn't actually make an improvement.
But you didn't make an improvement. So Mekalkel Hu means what? What does Mekalkel Hu mean?
You obstruct it from view without adding an improvement.
In other words, Rashi, the Gemara says why you putter because of Mekalkel. And Rashi gives a different reason. Rashi says you putter because it's Kimochik Amanas Shalom Lichto. Right?
He's saying it's erasing in a non-productive way.
But why is that called
the definition of Mekalkel?
Is that the definition of Mekalkel? Yeah.
Is the Rashi just the
I think he's using Mekalkel here as a Malacha.
Where is the Kilkel is what I want to know. Where is the Kilkel? What's Mekalkel? Mekalkel who is
black to red.
Slapping over him.
You went from better to worse.
Okay, in other words, what I'm trying to get at is like this. The new Ksiva is considered a Mekalkel, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
The new Ksav is considered a Mekalkel. Because when Rashi says the other side, he says, Uleman de Mechayev, how do you say Yechayev? Says, because it's not such a Mekalkel. Yeah.
That means it still is Mekalkel.
So Reikosro Nicker. Means what's Nicker? The new letter is Nicker. It went back and forth on that, but I'm pretty sure now it's the new letter is nicker. I'm sure it's new letter is nicker. Right? So one second. So what's the machlokas on the Mekalkel? On the new letter. Right? No, the first one is saying, since the Sikra is a Mekalkel, therefore what? It's a very simple formula. What do you need to do to be Chayav Mochek? You have to do Mechika Almanas Lichtov. Right? Now if I tell you the Sikra, which is the new letter, is a Mekalkel, so I don't have a new Ksiva. Listen, right? The new Ksiva is Mekalkel. It's a worse letter.
Right.
So in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, it's not considered a Ksiva of Malacha. Right? Now, why did I remove the old letter? To put this new letter on. But this is not really considered a Ksiva in terms of Shabbos. So it turns out I erased the old letter on condition not to write a new letter.
How is that with
perfect,
the
Gemara? Perfect, right?
Weren't you bothered by the fact that he's saying differently than the Gemara?
Oh, no, that's what he's saying. Mekalkel, the Gemara is saying, is the Ksiva is a Mekalkel. The new Ksav is Mekalkel. But that makes the Mochek Almanas Shlo Lichtov. Because why did I remove the old D.O. to put this inferior letter on? So then it turns out that since the new letter is a Mekalkel, and the Mechika is in service of whatever the new letter is, so now it's a Mechika, now it's like a Mechika Almanas Shlo Lichtov. It's not really Almanas Shlo Lichtov, because I did write something, I did erase and write, right? But what I wrote is not halachically a valid Ksiva of Isser Shabbos, of Malachas Shabbos. So it's like just erasing and leaving it blank. Erasing and leaving it blank.
I was thinking a little bit differently. You have,
hold on.
Wasn't Maisa Shabbos, you could say. Or
so
like
it's
that.
Not a Mochik Amas Lichtov. Now, as the formula is, now we're saying writing a letter on a new letter, on an old letter, is simultaneously Ksiva and Mechika. And the Mechika is in service of the new Ksiva. Right? But if, and you have to do a Mechika for the Ksiva. Otherwise, the Mechika is not Aser. Now, what's the new Ksav over here? Bad! Halachically on Shabbos, not Chayav. Right? So now the Mechika is only in service of a Maisa that's not considered a Malacha. So I don't have a Mochik, I'm an Aser Lichtov.
Wait, so how do you have Chayav again?
We didn't get the Chayav yet.
In what sense is that a Ksiva?
What?
In what sense is that a Ksiva? I mean, it's not in terms of Shabbos, but
I'll tell you, it's very good in terms of Shabbos, if it was on a blank piece of paper, you would have Kosev.
Right. Very good, who cares? I'm saying, like, you know.
But that's why you can't say definitively, factually, it's not Almanas Lichtov. There is a Ksiva. But it's halachically not Almanas Lichtov. Right?
I just want to jump ahead to tie this into the
fact. I was thinking it's not a Ksiva because it's still the same entity of Os. It's still the same Os.
It's not a Ksiva. But he says because it's worse. He says,
right, but it's the same. But the reason why this writing isn't a new one, because if it's better, then it'll be a new one. The reason why it's not a new one is because it's making the same one worse.
Okay, it's making the same one worse. Right. And that's why you're not chayav from a kalkel for mochek.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's hold on to that. Now, what's the side to say you're going to be chayev from Mofik?
Right.
What's the side? And then he gives this funny thing. It's sort of not a Makalko. It's not such a bad Makalko. Not such a bad Makalko. Okay, let's leave that there. See, take a look at Tosis. Tosis is bothered with why you're chayev from Mofik. So he says, why you chayev from Mofik? Bechoshiv le Mofik al menas lichtov. See, Rashi doesn't really fill that in. All right, Rashi does a good job explaining the putter side. Mm-hmm. That you putter because it's not al menas lichtov. But he sort of leaves you on your own to figure out how it is al menas lichtov. So Tosfos says, I'll tell you how it's al menas lichtov.
That has to be there. You can't say it to figure without that.
Absolutely has to be there. The mistama omed lachzor v'lichtov ol video. So Tosfos learns that what? How are you chaya from Moche? How? Because this sikra is removing the old D.O., right? And you intend to rewrite the D.O. on top. Now that's different than Rashi. Rashi seems to hold that as long as you remove the mekalkel kol kach in the os that you put on, you're going to be chayev. He's not looking for anything in the future that you're going to write another letter. Right, Tosis does not like that answer in Rashi. Tosis says if you're going to be chayav for kosev, there has to be that this mechika is almanas. If you chayav for mochek, this mechika has to be almanas lichtov. And since this ksav doesn't qualify, there must be a new ksav coming.
A real halacha ksav. Of Shabbos.
Of Shabbos. And that's why Tosis says, but maybe you'll still say that the new ksav is a makalkel, because maybe you would have been better off just to write the D.O. and leave it. Right? He says, no. He says, this new ksav, once you put a base coat of D.O. with a middle coat of sikra, and you top it off with D.O., that's better than just D.O. Mm-hmm. So that's why Tosis has to tie everything up. He says, that's what he means. He says, you started out with D.O., you erased it temporarily with a bad ksav, with sikra, but you did that in order to soup it up with the top coat of D.O.
So, right?
It's better.
So now it's even better.
How do you know it's better?
Otherwise you wouldn't be chayev. So, it has to be that it's better. I don't know. I can't answer
that. More coats. He's saying more coats is better.
Sick. But it's only more coats because with the combination of mechika and ksiva. Because if you just make it thicker, it's not going to... It's a better contrast. There's an overtone, there's an undertone, there's a middle tone. It's a... So that's why it's better. But Tosus is saying, that you're only chayav because you're mochek and you have the intent to write a new letter. Tosus has to invent something over here. That Mistama, who would do such a thing? Mistama, the guy intends to write it again with D.O. And he has to say that D.O. is not going to be worse than if we would have left it alone. Right?
So Tosus would definitely say if the guy didn't have that intention, he'd be totally better?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. He's just saying Stam Das, though, is that he's going to do it again. I don't know how Tosis knows that, but that's what he's saying. Stam Das is going to do it again.
There's going to be like a small technicality that's bothering me I need to clarify.
Sure.
If you put the sikra on top of the D.O.,
right.
Even though it's lighter shade, it covers,
it's red.
It covers the D.O.?
It's red, yeah. It's a thick clump of red ink. It's a physical thing. It's not like a transparent thing. It's
it's like acrylic.
It makes it red where it was black before.
That's right. So now we have two problems. Now we have two problems. So we have machlokas, Rashi, and Tosis.
Okay.
So Rashi never mentions anything about being chayev mechika because you intend to do a new ksav. Rashi seems to be attempting a paradox. Okay, that this maisa of ksivas sikra, okay, even though in terms of malacha of kosev doesn't qualify, will be enough to say that it was nonetheless mochik almanas lichtov. Well, that's the question. That's the machlokas. Can you say that I'll apply sikra, right, which is a bad ksav, an inferior ksav to the D.O., so I am indubitably putter on kosev, right? But at the same time, say It was a mochik amas lichtov. It's a paradox.
To treat it like Dio Agapi Sifra.
I don't know that. I don't know about that. But to say that at the same time I can split things up. In terms of kosev, I can say not aksav. In terms of mochik, I can say, yeah, he's mochik amas lichtov. How's that possible? Right? That's the question. Rashi's first pshat is saying it's a makalkel. So makalkel, you can't say that he's chayav for the mochik. Second pshat says, it's true, it's a makalkel. What does it mean, makalkel kolkach? It means in terms of ksiva, you're right. But for mochik, it's enough. How does that work? Well, we have to figure out.
How did we...
Josh, you have facts? See, I'm just trying to set it up. Set it up. And to give it a certain form, and then we'll have to try to see if we can understand why you would say one way or why you would say the other way. But it's always important to clearly get what they're saying. Yeah.
How did we explain, just factually, how it was kosev when you had Dio Agave Sefra? How was that kosev?
Because that was an improvement. The next ksav was a tikkun. It was a tikkun.
Even though it's this ksav, not a future ksav.
Right.
Dio Agave Sikra.
Right.
Yeah. That the fact that it's simultaneous, that doesn't necessarily...
That doesn't matter. Because mechika means removing the old one, and ksiva means applying the new one. And if you can apply the new one by removing the old one, you did both.
Uh-huh. But okay. A replacement. Right.
Yeah.
So he's borrowing that idea and applying it here. He's saying it's going to be just... Even though... I don't know how to do it.
Rashi's good. Rashi's good pshat-wise, because it's all the same case. We never had a case. None of the other cases were where the guy does this and he's planning to do something else.
Right.
Now Tosis is changing. He's saying, well, in this case, he's planning to do something else. Nice. But pshat wise, Rashi is good. Yeah.
Maybe the reason Rashi would say the for chayev according to Rashi would be what do we say writing was? We said writing is an improvement or like a change in the appearance, an improvement in the appearance, right, of the letter.
See, I wouldn't say that exactly. That's what writing is. I'd say writing is a new os. Now, if you're going to be chayiv, if that new os is better. But okay, go ahead.
Okay, chayiv if it's better, fine, like Pirush Rashi. But I guess, so what happened here? The reason you paint it over with red paint,
right,
to cover over it.
Right.
So even though it's not, didn't actually improve the, even though it didn't actually improve the letter.
Right.
It still caused it.
You're not chayiv for kosev, no doubt about it.
Yeah, but you still did effectuate a change on the Nicker scale.
On the Nicker scale, it registers, yep.
It does register on the Nicker scale.
That's right.
So therefore, it is Amanas Lichtov. And therefore, so you stopped over the ink for the Mochik, and it is Amanas Lichtov because you did effectuate a change on the Nicker scale. But
but the Nicker scale, does that have anything to do with Ksivan Shabbos?
It does, because if you go at the point you were at before, if you improved, then that registers an actual, then you're over the actual Isser of Ksiva.
But that's a different scale. That's the improvement scale.
No, it's on the same scale. What do you mean? Why is that? Why would that be a different scale?
Something can be Nicker and not an improvement, right?
Right.
So in other words, when we evaluate the scale that we pull out for Shabbos is the improvement scale, not the Nicker scale.
What other improvements do we say there could be?
We need Nicker too, though.
So the new letter has to be better than the old letter.
But didn't we say that was only, what else is there besides for appearance?
There's a good appearance, there's a bad appearance, right? Apparently the red is not as good.
Yes, so the red doesn't look as good, but it's still, that's in the same ballpark of looking good or looking worse. It's like you did create a letter that looks different.
In order to be chayav for kosev, we measure it by, did it improve?
Does it look better now?
Yeah. Was it an improvement?
Yeah.
Not just can I see what I did, right?
Yeah.
So to be mochik amas lichtov, we have to evaluate the ksiva that's coming.
Yeah.
So you're making up a new scale now all of a sudden. You're saying now we don't need the improvement scale. Now all we need is can I see what I did scale? Where did that scale come from?
But it doesn't seem like there's any question that Rashi holds it's not ksiva.
He says it's not ksiva.
Right. He says 100% below
kosev. I may be making an assumption. But let's say the case of
Joe. Need an assumption here. Yeah.
Correct. You say that the guy is lacking in his ma'aseh ksiva. I mean, it's just not ksiva.
Right.
Right. Because you're not adding anything.
Correct.
So if Rashi is able to be mechalek,
that's what I was trying to be medayik.
Right.
Now
you could go ahead and say that Rashi is
not that you're not that you're mochik the same thing and kosev the same thing, because you'd be chayev. If I had a piece of paper and I had a name on it and I erased it and rewrote the same name, I'm chayev two times.
Right. So as I say that here, Rashi is able to be mechalek between the act of writing, right,
the act of writing, okay?
Right,
sikra is an act of writing.
So he's saying sikra is an act. You have an action of writing,
what
right?
What is makalkel?
But the outcome is not an outcome of
correct.
Writing. So therefore, correct. When I say kosev amanas lichtov, right? When I say amanas lichtov, there I'm referring to the maisa. Right? But what I'm talking about...
Mochik amanas lichtov.
Yeah. That's talking about the maisa. But we're talking about the iser shavis of kosev, right? Not being over that. That's when I care about your totsa. Right? I care about the fact that you actually have a improved item.
That's correct. I mean, you're right.
And therefore, Rashi able to pull off his move. Right?
That's definitely
Rashi. Tosfos.
Hold on, okay. Let's do it. But I'd like to give some understanding. I'd like to explain why that should be. I mean, why should that be? What's the machlokas over here? In other words, what are they really arguing about? In other words, Jeremy is saying correctly, I think, that, I mean, in a formalistic sense, that's definitely what Rashi is saying. He's saying that the sikra is a letter. Right? The sikra is a letter. That's the point we're trying to make before. It's not like D-O-G-B-D-O. D-O-G-B-D-O, you don't have any new letter. You haven't removed anything, you don't have anything new. But sikra is a new letter. Okay? And sikra is a valid letter. As letters go, it's valid, because if I would have a blank piece of paper and I write sikra, it's chayav. Right? So, I did a race on the condition to write a letter. Now, it's true, if I would evaluate that letter in terms of the Maisik Siva, no. I would say that letter that you wrote is not a good letter, it's not good enough to be chayav. Under the framework of Ksiva,
right.
But he's saying that doesn't change the fact that I erased a letter to write another letter. Mm-hmm. But that's very convincing. Now I'm totally convinced, Jeremy. So what's the other side?
Okay, so I thought Tosos was holding.
No, Tosos is Rashi. The other side is
saying Makalko.
Very convincing.
So I think I've got the argument in what Makalkulus.
Okay.
All right. I think.
Go ahead.
If you do a calcul,
you want me to take it over? Go ahead.
I had it.
What?
Can you repeat the other thing again?
No, I really didn't think.
Can you repeat the first thing?
The paradox is that there is a Maisa Ksiva.
We're still straddling that fence, right? But didn't we say you can't be on the Maisa? Because otherwise you'd be chayav on the red on red.
Well,
you can't call it a Ksiva. That's not explaining how it can.
All right, let me tell you what I'm thinking. Let me tell you what I'm thinking of.
So you need both.
That's why it works really good with that part.
But that's a paradox.
I'm not understanding Jeremy's side. So
you didn't explain.
I love red.
And what about red on red? If you're saying it's mice, wouldn't that be a problem?
That's what I missed. I don't understand.
That's why it's
you're not adding. You're not changing anything at all. There's nothing nicker like your thing. He's using your nicker idea, but he's saying that's a question of did I write a letter? Right? Did I write a letter? Right? So in terms of mochik, all I have to have done is to erase in order to write any letter. Right?
Uh-huh. Right.
But in terms of ksiva, I have to have improved the lettering.
If we're separating the mice and the outcome, then I don't get, I agree with that, and then because then you're doing a mice ksiva. I don't understand.
I'm helping you a little. A mice ksiva means that there is a letter that you produced, a letter that's nicker.
But if it's on Gabi Sikra,
you didn't produce a letter that's nicker.
So then you're looking at the outcome.
Of course. Yeah,
so
you're always looking at the outcome.
How do you separate the mice and the outcome?
But then I can say the letter that's nicker, is it an improvement over what was there before? Okay? In terms of Shabbos, it has to be an improvement.
If it's an improvement, then it's ksiva. If it's
but even
not
if it's not,
then
you can't say you didn't do a mechik al nas lichtov. Right. But what's the other side?
Like
what's the side that's putter? Now it sounds very convincing. It has to be that ksiva. Okay, now I'm convinced on that side. It gets very confusing. So, you want to say something else, Jeremy? Let me say what I'm thinking. Okay, I think the question is like this. Question is that what we were alluding to before, that every malacha has to be productive. Okay? It has to be a malachas machshevas and it has to be productive. Question is, there are certain malachos, mochik being one of them, that in terms of the maisa per se, they're destructive. Okay? They're removing something. In terms of the maisa per se, they're removing something. Okay? Mochik is an undoing of something.
Stira.
It's a destruction of something. So how is that considered productive? So how is that considered productive? Okay, so we say it's productive because it's part of the Maisa Ksiva that's to follow. Okay? It's really, if Mochek were the end point, if Mochek were the end, then you'd be Pater. But we say Mochek is not the end, Mochek is just the beginning. But it's the beginning of what? It's the beginning of a Ksiva. Okay? Other malachas don't have to be the beginning of something else. Right? I can knit two stitches and be chayav.
They're productive in their own right.
They're productive in their own right. Why? Because before there was no stitch, now there are two stitches. But over here, I had something and it's gone. So on its own right, it's destructive.
Right.
It's only because it's part of the Maisa Ksiva. So it's only chayav because of its relationship to the Maisa Ksiva. Okay. Now here's the question. I'll try to get it out quickly for you. Question like this. Since the productivity of the Mechika is from the Maisa Ksiva, it has to have the same kind of a productivity as the Maisa Ksiva itself has.
That was too quickly.
Okay. In other words, if I'm Mochek, it has to be as an improvement. It has to be just like Ksiva is only going to be chayev if the Ksiva is an improvement. And the Mechika is only considered productive because it's related to the Ksiva that follows. Right. Unless that Ksiva has the quality of improving something, the Mechika will not be a Maisa, will not have the quality of an improvement as well.
That's Pater.
That's the side that says Pater. Mekalkel hu. Since the next letter is a Mekalkel, and the Mechika is dependent on the productivity of the letter to give itself a quality of productivity,
right?
Unless that next letter has a shame of being productive, the Mechika doesn't. Good. Right? The other side is to say like this, that's asking too much of Mechika. Mechika is a humble malacha. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't produce anything. Says in terms of a Maisa like Siva, where you're producing a Chechza, then we have to evaluate and say that the product has to be better than the old product. You understand?
Right.
But Mechika doesn't have to have the same type of productivity as the old one. It just has to be that it's not a wasteful action. You understand? It just has to be that it's part of a Maisa, that it's not just a stira. You understand? So as long as it's part of any, it's just turning the negative into a positive, so to speak. Right. You understand? We'll try to think of that a little more tomorrow.
As long as you're doing a Maisa Ksiva, then therefore you're in terms of
then you can't say
as long as you terms the of character
Mechika,
of
the question is that the Mechika has to gain a quality of productivity from the Maisa Ksiva that follows. How does that work? So one side saying it means that Mechika really needs the same level of productivity as the Ksiva.
Attaching
it. The other thing is it gets it from the Maisa Ksiva. It can't get it on its own. The Mechika itself can't be an improvement because it's not doing anything. It's not doing anything new. So it has to have the quality of being an improvement from the Ksiva that follows. But if the Ksiva that follows is not an improvement, then this is also not a Maisa of improvement.
Right?
The other way is to say no. That mechika is really a removal. Mechika
is a removal.
And in order to be chayav,
who is this question now?
Starting to be chayav. Okay. Mechika is not. You can never consider mechika itself an improvement. It's always just a removal. Right. The only thing is that a removal. In order to be chayav, it has to have a quality of ksiva.
As long as it's removed from its character of pure kilko,
correct,
you can say it's chayav.
So the point is you can't evaluate every malacha doesn't have the same level, doesn't have the same requirements of productivity. If the essence of the malacha is to make something, that's ksiva, then you have to have, then you have to say that I added to the product that was there before. Otherwise, I'm lacking in the very nature of the maisa. Because the maisa is to produce something, and I wind up with destroying something, I lose the quality of the maisa.
Good.
So the maisa ksiva is to produce a ksav, and it turns out that the letter I produced is inferior. Then in terms of lettering, I didn't produce, I detracted. Right?
In terms of lettering, I didn't produce.
I detracted. Right? But mechika is a different kind of a malacha. It's not a productive malacha at all. Right? The only thing is we'll say that what? So you can't say that the mechika has to have the quality of being better than the letter before. Yeah, you can't say that the mechika really has to have the quality of being an improvement, and the way it gets its improvement is from the letter. All you need from mechika to be chayav is that it's not completely destructive. You have to remove its nature of being destructive. So since it's removing one thing and replacing it with another, that's not destructive. You understand? Mm-hmm. In terms of saying, but did it qualify as a productive thing? In terms of qualifying it as a productive thing, you say it wasn't.
Right.
Because the product that it produced was inferior.
Right.
But you can't say that it's. You can't say that it's. But it still was.
Not a purely destructive act.
Not a purely destructive act.
How can you say that side if we say that the nature of the malachos on Shabbos is that it has to be productive?
That's what I know.
Oh, so that's the thing. That's the machlokas. Is that a din in every malacha or only in the productive malachas? You understand?
Right. Okay.
The malachas that are makalkalin don't have the requirement of being productive. It's just if it has the shame of a makalkel, it can't be chayav. Just like Ramosha and Shua, says by bona, there's no halacha that the next house you build has to be better than the first house you destroyed.
Okay, right.
There's no halacha like that.
Right.
You still built. Right?
You still built.
That's not makalkel.
That's still sos ramnas livnos doesn't mean you have to build a better house.
Right, I understand that.
Right.
What about but I just don't understand the idea of destructive. Like, if that's not a malacha.
It means to say that you only you put there on mekalkel, you put there on mochek, if that's the end of the maisa. If the mechika is the end of the maisa.
End of the whole process.
End of the process. It's just a process of removing. You never chaya for a process of removing.
If there's anything after that that's coming.
But here it is a process of building. It's a process of writing a letter. So that means that's the malacha of mochek.
Right.
There's mochek, but the machlokas is when I say mochek has to be productive, am I saying productive vis-a-vis a mochek? In terms of a mechika, is it productive? Yeah, because it removed to make another one.
Right.
Or did I say no? Since mochek is tolay on ksiva for being productive, it needs the productivity of ksiva. So that's really the question. Does mochek just need to be productive, and since it's related to a creative act that follows, that makes it a productive maisa? Or do we say since it's only a malacha because it's related to ksiva, it needs the productivity of the ksiva?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Right.
Let's think it over. Think it over. But the problem we have is tomorrow. Oh, so Tosos rejects that possibility. Tosos says that's not even a possibility. The possibility to say that that's chayav. Tosa says that's not possible to say that you're going to be chayav like that.
For just a detract, like it's a kosev with
right.
That.
Tosa apparently holds it's a davar pasha that the mechika has to have the quality
of kosev,
the quality of the productivity of kosev. So therefore, he has to find a whole. He's learning a whole new ksav is on the way. Right. The question for us is what's the other side of Tosa? Tosa is also
the makakal side. The makakal
side.
Why
should you say potter?
I mean, you learn potter too.
Why should you say potter? You're erasing this letter,
and
he's saying, and it's almanas to put a new letter on. That's a classic mochik almanas lichta. What's the room to say your potter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, now we'll go with Vaitan. What about the case?